Christ is all. Before we get to grips with the covenants and the law, let's remind ourselves of the greatest issue of the lot. Christ is all. Paul certainly thought so. Of course, both covenant and new covenant theologians would say the same. Nevertheless, and it has to be faced, one of the consequences of covenant theology is that the focus slips from Christ to law. In contrast, the theology of the new covenant gives the central role to Christ and his gospel in justification, positional sanctification, assurance, progressive sanctification, perseverance, and final glory, and in that order. Christ is all is not a slogan. Spurgeon was excellent on Christ being the fullness of the everlasting covenant. When preaching on, "I will give you for a covenant of the people," though he did not use the phrase new covenant, he showed that he saw the everlasting covenant culminating in the new covenant. For that is what he was talking about. He declared, "We all believe that our Saviour has very much to do with the everlasting covenant. We have been accustomed to regard him as the mediator of the covenant, as the surety of the covenant, and as the scope or substance of the covenant. And doubt not, we have also rejoiced in the thought that Christ is the sum and substance of the covenant. We believe that if we would sum up all spiritual blessings, we must say, Christ is all. He is the matter, he is the substance of it, and although much might be said concerning the glories of the covenant, yet nothing could be said which is not to be found in that one word, Christ. The person of Christ is in the covenant conveyed to you, that is, believers. I will give you to be a covenant for the people." And so, to the two covenants.